The support and attention of an adult is often the key that helps a student unlock their potential and find academic success. Two recent college graduates credit one special caring relationship with helping them overcome obstacles. 32-year-old Muhammad Sharif Cocker is an Afghani refugee. He just completed an associate's degree at Gateway Community College and is studying accounting now at Southern Connecticut State University. 34-year-old Buddy Toth recently got his master's from Southern in clinical mental health counseling. Not long after, he accepted a posthumous degree from Gateway on behalf of his mother, who passed away in September. They joined Connecticut Public Radio's Diane Orson for conversation in our New Haven studio.
Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks.
Buddy, let's start with you. First of all, I'm so sorry for the loss of your mom. You were in college at the same time with your mom. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So this past year, my family was supposed to have celebrated five different graduations during the course of the pandemic. My youngest sister graduating from high school, my younger brother graduating from Gateway, my other younger brother graduating from a vet tech school out in Colorado. My mother was supposed to graduate from Gateway as well. I also graduated from Southern. As you mentioned, my mother passed away last September 11th. Actually, we used to joke that one of her last acts of kindness was to pick a day already marred by tragedy rather than to take up another day on the calendar. You know, she doesn't want to be a bother. So, so we were all kind of supposed to graduate around the same time, and we were all really looking forward to it. And I know mom, that was a big deal for her. You know, one of the things that after she passed, we were cleaning out her apartment and I found a stack of envelopes with graduation cards, you know, that she was ready to send out to all of us kids because she was just so thrilled to be graduating with all her kids.
And what was her major to have been?
Recreational therapy. She was transitioning out of a life career of being a entertainer. She ran a entertainment company. Eventually, now that she was in her 50s, she was trying to transition out of that as she kind of entered, you know, the next later chapter of her life.
Mohammed, tell us a little bit about your story. Where were you born and how did you end up in New Haven?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Pakistan in the refugee camp when Soviet Union, they had taken Afghanistan. Millions of Afghans migrated to Pakistan. Both my parents were uneducated, illiterated. I remember when I was young and playing with my friends, my mom always encouraged me and tell me, "Muhammad, come home and do your homework." So I didn't realize what the worthiness of education was at that time. But to be honest, I was a good kid. In 12 years of my high school, none of my parents, none of my brothers, no one came to school to ask like how I was doing at school. But I was the one taking good grades and topping the class. In 2010, I lost my mom. And I came to Afghanistan. I joined U.S. Army's as interpreter, and I was with them for 21 days, 13-day Taliban started taking on the camp, and we were under fire for almost 10 hours. I thought I would never survive. But thanks God, who gave me another life. And then I quit because of Taliban's threat to my family. I quit the job and started working with non-profit organization. Then in 2014, I got a special immigration visa. And one of my friends, he used to live here. So he said, come to New Haven. So, yeah, I'm happy here.
Wow, that's amazing. Can you talk a little bit about your college education here at Gateway? What's that been like for you?
Yeah, it was a great experience. It was my mom's dream and mine. Yeah, when I got here, I was new to the culture, to the country. Everything was new. I'd never heard about financial aid. Never heard about any selective services. Some of our Afghans, they say, like, don't take more than two classes. It is tough. You can't manage. But yeah, I thanks God, and it was my struggle that I was taking 4 to 5 classes and finished my degree in 2.5 years.
As you now look forward to your future, I want to ask, when you think about your mom in those days when she did encourage you to focus on education, what do you think she'd be thinking right now?
Yeah, her soul would be in peace. I was thinking like to ask Gateway to put my mom's name on my diploma. In my country, they put dad's name when you get a diploma or any kind of documentation. I will ask Southern Connecticut to put my mom's name, if it is possible, in my degree.
That's very beautiful. Buddy, you too have been so inspired by your mom. Do you want to jump in here?
Yeah, sure. So I come from a long line of people who refuse to be uneducated, sometimes against all odds. It sounds like that's one thing Muhammad and I have in common is that, you know, our mothers are both a big part of our lives, even though they're not with us in person anymore.
I want to thank you both for coming in this morning, and best of luck.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much.